What we do. I'm an engineer. I'm a lawyer, I'm a musician, I'm a cook, I'm a devotee. These are the activities which we do. What we are is different. That is very difficult for people to understand, that we are different from the profession, the activities which we do. So this knowledge is the most essential thing that living entities need in this world. For want of this knowledge, people are suffering. Although we are sufficiently struggling, everyone is struggling. People are living on top of hills. But I'm looking for a single vision. A bird has been the same thing. They are enjoying the senses, even better than the human beings. But everybody thinks that my sense deprecation is better. By touch. In sense deprecation, the living entity is just a touch. Like, this is matter, this is matter. We hope it's better. Any enjoyment here? Did they enjoy?
No.
Matter and matter. Any enjoyment? This is what we do in mature world. Matter and matter is talking each other. So, I'm enjoying. But, you see, they said we are suffering, we're not enjoying. Because the enjoyment is not in the bodily platform. The enjoyment is not rubbing matter and matter together. The enjoyment is the soul. The soul that enjoys. Until one comes to the platform of the spirit soul, there is no question of enjoyment. Rather, it is an expansion of ignorance. We simply expand our ignorance and we consider it civilization. People are very civilized. They challenge. They support each other. They become devotees. That is why you see, sages and pure devotees, they suffer, they make a lot of sacrifice. Traveling from one place to another, traveling not enjoyable. At least for those who are old, traveling not enjoyable thing. For those who are young, traveling is okay. But for old people, traveling is troublesome. So, sages and simple persons, they travel. Why? Because they have compassion. And they understand that what is missing in the material world is Krishna consciousness. Nothing else is missing. So the Prabhupada in America, look at all the devotees. Yeah. You Americans, just see, your road is wonderful. And money is powerful. Look at your building in America, everything is big. A bed is like this in America. The foam. The foam is like this height. In America, everything is big. Their car is big like this. Everything is big, big. The Prabhupada said, yes, everything is so wonderful here, but why are you not happy? Why are you miserable? Why are you loitering in the street? All the material facilities meant for self-deprecation, they are all available, but why are you not happy? Money you have. And people think like that. If I have money, I'll be very happy. Go and ask billionaires how happy are they. Or ask prostitutes. If you are the highest, happiest people in the world, you can ask them. If they are the highest, happiest people in the world, they are not the most miserable people. Most miserable. So Prabhupada said, you are not happy because you have no Krishna. So the only thing which is missing in this material world, or what is missing in the midst of all conditioned souls, is Christian consciousness. If a pure devotee is the travel to try to enlighten and encourage people to take to Christian consciousness, to save our life from the danger of this material world. And people who are not doing that, there's no difference between animals that has two legs and animals with four legs. Or we can say that the four-legged animals are better. Because sense gratification for them has no impediment, has no reaction. For human beings, our sense gratification has the serious consequences. But animals don't have that. Animals have no problem with abortion. They have no problem with illicit sex. It's only human beings that have problem with that. So animals with four legs are better than animals who has two legs. So to struggle and compete with animals, not civilization. It is ignorance. So there is a need to spread Krishna consciousness. That is a request for Srila Prabhupada. There is no way we can pay the spiritual master for what he is doing, the Prabhupada said. If you want to appreciate what I have done for you, then you should preach vigorously as I'm doing. That's the sign of Prabhupada gave to us. So we're just trying to do that. So we can spread Krishna consciousness and give people a chance to hear about Krishna. So we did some chanting, some blessings, because we have no, we don't have any permission yet to. And we also go there as religionists. We went as tourists, so we didn't do public preaching, but we did this secret preaching. Going from different temples and preach. And in people who attended, they appreciated. And it is a hope that we will gradually have a temple there and have a regular Christian conscious practice in Sitges, like we have here, so they can also enjoy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.